I live, beware, man, I live, beware, man. Cross the deserts there, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I put my share, man, I live, beware.
After the turn of the century, in the clear blue skies over Germany, came a roar and a thunder men had never heard, like the screaming sound of a big war bird.
The following is a public service announcement brought to you by the John Denver Committee to Prevent Air Show Violence and Deaths Now. The JDC PASVADN says that until we close the air show loophole and place common sense regulations on assault planes with high capacity fuel tanks, the death toll at air shows will continue to rise. Fuel tanks in assault planes should be limited to 10 gallons or less, except for law enforcement and military aircraft. Call your congressman today and ask him to support SB 1369, written in honor of the many victims of needless air show violence.
Amen, try.
She went pretty well armed. We sat there talking about the lobster tank. I ordered her a slow jam beer. And when them chicken fried steaks arrived, she said, I like living like this. So I made her the queen of my love, a wild chill with the polyester curtains and the red wood. Some stranger on a park bench. She said he refused to the tar bridge. I whispered, honey, let's just go on home and have some onion rings and watch TV. And as I walked her to the truck.
Liberty Lounge, brought to you every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Listen to classic country music in the Liberty Lounge to help you end your week on a pleasant note. We'll have sad songs.
I go out walking after midnight.
Happy songs.
I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA.
Patriotic songs.
Somewhere in a distant land, so many miles away.
Songs of tragedy.
Two little boys and an old family dog by the banks of a stream said one day.
Love songs.
Welcome to my world.
And good old honky tonk music.
I'm a honky tonk man.
So join me every Friday night and just let your hair down for a couple of hours here on Liberty Lounge.
traffic jam. Staring at the faces in a rearview mirror, looking at the promise of the promised land.
Welcome to the Shooting Bench on Survival Circle Radio Network, keeping you informed on guns, news, politics, guns, survival, preparedness, and guns. The tyrant is holding our country hostage, and our freedom is at stake. It's time to take a stand and tell the tyrant, we will not comply. Join me now in the never-ending fight against tyranny, right here on the Shooting Bench. And it's Monday. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. 15th of October. Coming up on Halloween here pretty quick. I'm going to try to get Amy in here sometime before the end of October, because October is her month. This is her thing. She loves Halloween. So we don't share the views that some of them do about Halloween, so we just have fun with it. Thank you, NM Glock. I was just fixing to ask here what was going on. All right, let me see who all we got in here. There is, whoops, wrong button. Don't ever push that button again. AZ Bound and Copper and Tinker and Doc, Katie Brad. I haven't seen you for a little while. Glad to see you in here. Glad to see all of you in here. Mountain Shooter and NM Glock, Northwest Heavy, Rolex again, T-Bow, a couple of Anonymous. All right, good deal. They pointed out to me, who was it? I think it was Pumpkin Cat and Manny the other day pointed out to me their little globe down there. And apparently, I didn't know this. I hardly ever look at it to start with. And apparently all those little red dots are what is currently listening. I guess that's the truth. That's what they told me. So that really changes my perspective here on things from what's normally in the chat room. I know I've said it 100 times, I know our podcast is by far the most listeners, but I was kind of shocked at the number of people that's on that globe down there. All right, well, let's move on. Did you guys hear that this just came out a little while ago? Apparently Stormy Daniels got her lawsuit against Trump thrown out, and she's going to have to pay his legal fees and everything. So I'm sure he doesn't care one way or the other about that, but it is good that the judge saw through that bunch of crap and threw it out. It's interesting. A whole lot of stuff going on, a wide variety of stuff here. Let me see here. Let me check. All right, let's just start anywhere here. Jeez, I've got a bunch of them. This one is, we always have something about guns. Well, this is about guns. Boy, is it ever about guns. I don't know how this could happen exactly. And I wanted to say that it wasn't true, but apparently it is true. Apparently, there's nothing to keep the guns on an F-16 from working while it's sitting on the ground. Well, a maintenance worker here the other day, find the date on this. But evidently, they confirmed that this is, in fact, true. He was working on the F-16, and he pulled the trigger on their Vulcan, the 20mm cannon, and destroyed another F-16 on the runway, badly damaged another plane. And this was in Belgium. It says he apparently opened fire across the flight line while performing maintenance on October 11th. It was a couple days ago.
The F-16 was racked by cannon fire, quickly caught fire, and exploded since it was loaded with fuel and being readied for an afternoon sortie. They've got lots of pictures of it here. Nobody was hurt. There was a couple people that had suffered some hearing damage and stuff. They suspended all the flights out of there for a little while they're investigating this. I'm willing to bet that this fella probably doesn't have a job anymore. And if this is all a fact, not only is he probably not going to have a job, but he may not even have access to freedom for a little while. It's hard to me to believe that it's that simple, and that that guy was that simple. He was that stupid to reach up there just to see what would happen. It shows pictures here of exactly how everything was set up and the damage that was done. Quite an interesting deal. That plane is toast. Oh, well, anyway, maxi gun, there you go. Just looking at some of the stuff in the chat room here. All right, let's get back over here. This is a wonderful thing. This is in Alabama. And, by the way, just so everybody knows, it's about 38 degrees here. Fireplace is going, and we had a little snow again this morning. But back to the story. In Alabama, there's a gas station there. I actually saw it on the news today. I saw it on Facebook, I believe, yesterday or the day before. And I was sitting, where was I sitting? Oh, I was sitting in a place for lunch today, looking at the TV up there, and they showed it. And this guy says he is boycotting every product there that features the NFL logo. Primarily it's Pepsi products and the S&Z grocery store in Athens, Alabama. Now, if you're anywhere near Athens, Alabama, I would encourage you strongly to go and buy something from this grocery store. There's a lot of argument, a lot of very, very spirited argument online about it being their right to do that and everything. Nobody's questioning that it's their right to do it, if that's what they want to do. But there's a couple of issues here. One of them is that they're doing it on company time. That's my second biggest issue, is that they're allowing them to do it on company time. It is unprofessional. Whether it's their right or not doesn't matter. Of course it's their right. It's our right, I don't know how many times I've said this, but it's our right not to watch NFL anymore. It's our right to boycott anything we want to that has to do with NFL. It's our right not to buy NFL products. It's our right not to go to NFL games or watch them on TV. It's our right not to do business with anybody that supports this nonsense. It is our right as much as it is their right. Nobody questions that. What they question is, that's not any different. They question their right to do it. I said, well, you know, it's the ones that are doing this are talking about the blacks that have been shot and all this stuff. I understand all that. I'm with you. It's just neither the time nor the place. So I applaud S&Z Supermarket a lot. They will not be selling 20-ounce Pepsi or Diet Pepsi. These two items are currently produced with the NFL logo on them. He says, I refuse to sell the product until the logo is removed. I will not bow down in order to make a dollar as long as the athletes are allowed to bow down and disrespect the flag and the country I love. Well, God bless him. And like all the things that I boycott, they'll never notice one little gas station not doing it. But America is noticing it. The company won't notice. It will not hurt their bottom line. But America is noticing that there's somebody that's standing up there for what they believe in. And I hope that there's others. Philip Stewart's the owner of the store. He said he pulled the bottles off the shelf himself, saying he felt It felt wrong to sell the products with the logo. I don't want to support them in any way because I feel like it's just wrong. I cannot in good conscience sell the product because it does have the logo on it. Let's see. I pulled them myself. The customers didn't know I was doing this. I sold the product that I had that did not have the logo on it. And I told my rep as well as the delivery guy that I did not want those brought in the store because I would not sell them. So, good for him. Think of it what you want, but I'm all for it. The this Kavanaugh circus just continues to get crazy here. The latest thing, I'm sure you've all seen it. Dozens of witches gather to place public hex on Brett Kavanaugh. I don't know whether to just leave that right there. I don't know what to say. You got pictures of them here going through their little thing here trying to place a curse on Judge Kavanaugh. I hope that Judge Kavanaugh is Justice Kavanaugh now. I hope Justice Kavanaugh is strong enough in his faith that this will have no effect on him. You know, a lot of times people will just watched a TV show about this yesterday, that they are psychologically affected. No, there's not a spell. No, it didn't really happen. No, it wouldn't have happened anyway if you didn't believe in it. If you believe in it, if it scares you bad enough and one little thing happens, then the curse worked. So I hope that Justice Kavanaugh is strong enough in his faith in the Lord that he'll just blow this off and it'll just run right off his back and he'll forget about it. That's what I'm really hoping. We'll find out. The tinker, that's right. I thought about saying that and decided not to. Yeah, that should have been a B instead of a W. That's right. And I sent a picture out on Facebook a while ago. Had the 6 deadliest snakes in the world. Had a king snake and a coral snake and a king cobra and a couple of rattlesnakes and I don't remember what else. And a picture of Hillary down in the lower right hand corner. I thought that was completely adequate. I thought it was nice. Good deal. By the way, once again, a little reminder for you. Come January 1st, I will no longer be on Facebook. I'll be moved 100% over to Gab. I say 100%. I will keep Pioneer Preppers up on Facebook. I will keep my emergency communications page up on Facebook. And I have a small page for one of our church groups there. I'll keep those 3 things up. Everything else will be moving to Gab. I have copied the Federal Wolf Gang page over on Gab. My personal page is over on Gab. I still have the personal presence on Facebook. I haven't slowed down too much on it, but I have speeded up a whole lot on Gab. I'm moving a lot. Tebow, by the way, if you're listening, you've got a message over there you haven't answered yet. So you need to get to work on Gab there. It's a little different, but it's a whole lot better. They are growing so fast. 10,000 members a day, over 10,000 members a day. And they are working on their second $1 million. Now, these investors that are investing in this are not huge companies that can control it. These are smaller investors, people like you and me that have gone in. Matter of fact, I'm thinking real seriously about buying into it here in a couple of weeks. It's going really quickly. Their Android app has improved dramatically. And it's still not as easy to operate as Facebook. But like I said, Facebook and YouTube didn't happen overnight either. These people are moving very, very quickly and making changes and improvements pretty rapidly. So gab.ai if you decide you want to go over there and check it out. Now, you can do, on Gab, you can do premium content where you can actually charge people to watch your videos and stuff. You can do, you can have all the video and everything just like, pretty much like, Facebook has, the Facebook Live and all that. You can create groups. You can pay for the pro version of it, like $5 or $6 a month, and that gives you quite a few more features and stuff, because there's no ads on here. That's the only way that they pay for this, is through donations, investors, and the people to get on the premium content. It's worth $5 a month or $6 a month, whatever it is. And to have this that has a place that has complete, unfettered free speech. You can, if it's legal, there are no restrictions to what you can say or post. Now, some people say, well, that's not right because people, you know, some of this is offensive. Well, it is offensive. If it's offensive, don't frickin' look at it. When you see the direction the post is going, you don't like it, quit reading it. Click on another thing and then move along. It really is that simple. Don't be a baby. Jeez, it's not that hard to figure out. Oh, brother. All right, let's move on here. What does this woman do? Oh, this is pretty interesting. You know, we find stories all the time. This lady, obviously, from the pictures, I am convinced she is a meth head. But we find something that's totally unbelievable every once in a while. And this is unbelievable probably only because it didn't happen. But she sure wanted to make everybody think it happened. Says she accidentally killed her husband after slipping in dog poop. There you go. And you can't make this stuff up. This is a brand new one. Sheriff said she made a lot of excuses. None of them made any sense. Apparently her final excuse that she decided to keep was, she was fixing dinner or something there in the kitchen. And a dog come in, pooped on the floor, and she went to clean it up, tried to clean it up, and still had the knife in her hand from cutting the pizza, and she slipped and fell into her husband and stabbed him right in the heart. Anyway, he died on the way to the hospital. Yeah. So, there you have it. Anyway, the sheriff didn't find any dog poop around there. Didn't find anything, no such thing to make her story sound feasible. So they took her to jail, and it's probably just as well. Stand by here. It looks like we have breaking news. Let me see what's going on here. Oh, Nan's in there. Nan says she's listening, but I don't think she's on. See her in the chat room. Let's check here and see. Nope, she's listening probably through her phone. It's hard to, for those of you that want to listen on the phone, you know, participate in both of these in the chat and listen, it's kind of tough to do. You can't just go to the website. You can't just go to the survivalcircle.com like you do on your computer and participate and listen. So here's what you do. You either download TuneIn or Zia, which is XIAA, and you can listen live any place that you get internet access or have good signal for your phone. And if you're listening through that, then you can go to the survivalcircle.com and participate in the chat room. You just can't do both from the website on your phone. I'm not sure about a tablet. I haven't tried it on my tablet, as a matter of fact. But I think I have. I think it works both of them. But anyhow, there's a little tidbit of news for you. Yeah, there's Dan right there. Yeah. Okay, what's the next one here? The dog poop lady. Here we go. We've talked about this already, but this was another one. Multiple Republican offices across the country vandalized by unhinged leftists. And this happened in Arizona. It happened in Nebraska. Happened in several places there. So I think, and this is, a lot of this is due to Kavanaugh. A lot of it's due to the way the election's coming up. Pretty sure they're not going to go in the direction that they hope they're going to go. And I think they're just practicing right now for what's going to happen on election day or election night and into the next morning. I have every reason to believe that it's going to be an exciting time for us. By the way, Sholo, Arizona made the papers today, made the Arizona Republic. We have what, as far as anybody knows, is the only store in the United States that anybody can find that the sole reason for this store being here is to sell Trump products. You can go in there and get Trump hats and Trump coffee cups and Trump bumper stickers and Superman capes or whatever you want to get, all of about President Trump. And that's what it's called. It's the Trump store or the Trumped store, one or the other. And I think they've got a little donut shop and coffee and stuff in there now. But it's not that they do sell some stuff in there, but one of the great things about it is you go in there and you find like-minded people to sit around and visit with and solve the problems of the world. So I thought that was kind of interesting that we made the Arizona Republic with that. Not real big news, but kind of a little bit big news. So anyway, all right.
I'll be back.
Always a crazy one. Broke into the stadium and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number I wrote call for a good time. I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy. Standing here today, I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married into money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And you get hit right down the hall. Clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake-up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy. Standing here today, I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Yeah.
contract between light and darkness. Will you bow down to the darkness? Or will you fight?
Welcome back to another segment of the Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network.
Okay, and there's, alright, it's back on here. Let me turn that down a little bit. Okay, I don't know what happened. I think it was just a software problem because everything was exactly the same settings that it is now. But you guys should be getting sound again now. That will not affect the podcast. I'll have that. I'll just have to cut that little piece out of there, and we'll be back to normal. So let's get over here and see. There, hey, Susie B joined us. Naturally, she's got one thing on her mind there. Good to see you, Susie B. Glad you made it. Okay, what I need to know now from one of you there, what was the last thing you heard me say? Because I don't mind going back and redoing that part again. It couldn't be too long ago. So tell me what the last thing was that we talked about, and I'll go back and hook that up. Let me see who all's, it looks like we may have lost Nan. She was in there for a little while. All right. Tebow, thank you. All right. Tell my, okay, I know we got 5x5 now. What I need to know is what was the last thing you heard before the sound went out. And I'll pick up at that point. And never heard anything after the song started. Well, let's see here. Well, let's just go back here. Let me start this part here over again. This part right here, this is the first one I did after the break, I think. And I started that by saying that I am an animal lover to quite a degree. I like, you know, I don't like to see people be mean to animals. I don't like to see them go hungry. I don't like to see them cold. But they're not people. Okay, they still, I will kill them to eat them. I'll kill them if they are pests, jackrabbits and mice and rats and stuff. I don't have a problem with that. But cruelty to animals is something that I absolutely will not tolerate under any conditions, any circumstances. So this couple right here out of New Jersey, I'm not sure, I'm sure the dog felt a little pain. It wasn't like they tortured him or anything. I think they were too stupid to do this right. They had a dog that they couldn't afford to take care of anymore, so they were going to kill it. I can't feed you anymore, buddy, so I'm just going to kill you. Well, I can see giving the dog away, you know, and people go turn them loose downtown. That's what happened out in Baltimore or Detroit, where they have something like, I don't know what the number is now, but there's a story on this a while back. They had something like 20,000 feral dogs out there that people had turned loose because they couldn't afford to feed them anymore. And it was quite a problem and quite dangerous in some areas with all these dogs. But they decided they were just going to kill him, so they took a BB pistol and tried to whack him with this BB pistol. Well, it didn't work. These guys got to be dope heads. I mean, I can't imagine it. Anyway, they said that this 10-year-old border collie named Scout took it into the clinic Saturday, claimed that a stranger shot the dog, but the vet got suspicious when the couple's story didn't match up, and he called police. cops got there and they found pellets in his in the guy's wallet and a BB handgun that they said belonged to her. This was a couple, a man and a woman, 26, 24 years old. They didn't know if either one had retained an attorney, but they have been arrested. The dog's doing okay. It was adopted by a vet that worked at the clinic there. But that just floors me that someone would try to. You can't hardly kill a mouse with a BB pistol. A BB pistol barely, most of them, there's a few that are a little better, but the majority of them, just like any other handgun, you know, a .22 handgun doesn't have nearly the velocity that a .22 rifle does. And a .22, I mean, a BB pistol really shouldn't be your first choice to go out and try to execute a dog. Now, you can shoot one in the butt with a BB pistol, make him get out of your yard. That works pretty good. But there is no danger of having any long-term repercussions or problems from shooting him in the butt with a BB pistol out across the yard. Here's Lubbock, Texas. To be fair, I guess, the thieves probably didn't know what this was. The way that the headline reads, of course, sensationalized, makes everybody mad as hell. Thieves steal $3,000 worth of 8-year-old's medicine off a Lubbock porch, Lubbock, Texas. Makes it sound like it was a terrible thing. Well, it is a terrible thing for the 8-year-old, of course it is, but I'm quite certain that the people that stole it didn't know that. They just steal in a package. What I will say, though, is you should treat medicine just like you treat guns or, I would say virtually anything that is shipped to you. You know, you pay a couple extra bucks and make sure that if somebody's going to ship it to you, make sure that you tell them that you need to have it needs to be signed for or certified mail or whatever it is that, you know, however you can account for that. This stealing packages off people's porches has become, over the last just few years, has become an epidemic. And I saw one little fat lady got just exactly what she deserved here a few months ago. I guess it was last Christmas or last winter sometime. She jumped out of the car and run up to the porch and grabbed a package and jumped off the porch, started running across the lawn, fell over and broke her ankle. And it was all caught on surveillance video. I thought that was awesome. I laughed. That was cool. So, yes, I do. I don't like to see animals hurt, but when people do stuff like that, I don't mind seeing them hurt. No, I don't mind at all. Some lady fell down, broke her ankle trying to steal somebody else's stuff, asked me if I cried a tear for her. I laughed till I cried, but I didn't cry a tear for her. The, A&M Glock, that's cool. He says, speaking of BB guns, Daisy's making a limited run of adult-sized Red Riders. I tell you what, I ain't so damn sure I wouldn't like to have one of those. They were a lot of fun. Everybody had a Red Rider, I think. The air gun that I've got, and I think I've probably talked about this, we did a whole show on air guns one time. The one that I've got, though, I bought specifically for poop hit the fan situation. This has a fairly quickly interchangeable barrel. It shoots 17 caliber and 20 caliber. And it's got a scope on it and shoots pretty well. But this gives you the opportunity when ammunition is getting scarce. Now these modern air rifles are not BB pistols. Will they kill a dog? Oh hell yes, they will. I could take that 20 caliber, and if I was within, you know, 25 yards, I have no doubt that a very carefully placed shot would bring down a deer. Certainly all manner of rabbits and squirrels and other small edible game out to, you know, 40, 50 yards, maybe more. So in order to cut down on noise and to save ammunition during a worst case scenario, yes, I highly recommend that you get a good quality air gun. I had one that wasn't nearly as powerful as this one. I bought a little, I think it was a, pretty sure it was a Daisy. And no, neither was a Crossman. And it would shoot either BBs or pellets. It was 17 caliber, of course. And I had it in the back of my mind. You know, I'd grown up with Red Ryder BB guns and stuff. I didn't know that these things were as strong as they were. And, I took it out there and I think the day I got it, I was going to bounce a BB off the lens of a street light out there about 30 yards, 25 yards away. I was just going to bounce a BB off the lens there just kind of to see how it was shooting. Shit, went right through that thing and put the light out. Well, that was back in my younger, dumber days. That was probably 1974, no, 77 probably. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to take this thing to work tomorrow and check it out. First day I had that thing out in the woods at the job there, I killed 14 squirrels with that air gun. Most of them nice, clean, one-shot kills, bang, and fell out of the tree. I was duly impressed. And from that moment on, I decided that a good quality air gun and plenty of ammunition should be in your arsenal for those occasions when firearms may not be legal. Now, this thing's not quiet. It's not as loud as a .22, but it sure as hell ain't just a little. You can definitely hear it when it fires. So, from that standpoint, it's not that much better as far as being stealthy. It's not that much better than a .22. It's every bit as loud as a .22 short, maybe a little louder. But to save ammunition and, you know, small game foraging and stuff like that, it's I think it's a must-have in your survival stuff. I forgot who this one's made by. Next time I come on Wednesday, if I think about it, I'll let you know what kind it is. And it's not the only one out there. There's several out there that have interchangeable barrels. But I would have rather had a 17 and a 22 caliber, because the 22 caliber in these pump-up guns, that scares the hell out of. It's probably pretty close to what a 22 long would be. Not a long rifle, but a 22 long. Certainly kills a 22 short by a long shot. But anyway. All right, let's see if we can throw another one in here before. Let's see, stole the medicine. This is in Surprise, Arizona. There's a little town down by Phoenix called Surprise. Well, these people got a surprise. The family down there had a military memorial on a garage door, and they got fined by the HOA. All it is a big sticker. It wouldn't do for me to live in one of those things. I would go nuts. It said, "Freedom is not free. Remembering my brother, Sergeant John Kyle Daggett, 9/30/86 to 5/15/08, U.S. Army Airborne Ranger." It's just a big sticker. I can't tell exactly how big it is. From looks at it, in proportion with the garage door, it looks like it might be probably 12, 14 inches tall and maybe 30, 36 inches wide, something like that. So it's a kind of a large sticker, but stuck right in the middle of the garage door. Obviously, that's what pissed them off. They say they're going to put up a fight, though. If the HOA told them this military memorial is not allowed to be displayed on their home, it's not a sticker. They said it's a magnet. It's a magnetic. It's one of those flexible magnetic things like magnetic signs that go on the door of your pickup, you know, for companies and stuff, door of cars. The magnet on the garage door, I told you what it said already. In the Desert Oasis community, Kendall and Curtis Rasmussen have been fined $50 by the HOA for having it up. I'm not quite sure what is determining this sign here versus the other sign decorations that I have, pointing to the Halloween decorations and everything in the yard. In 2008, Kendall's brother died in the line of duty in Iraq, and she's had this banner up as a memorial to him since about April of last year. Last year. And they're just now figuring it out. She said, I'm not quite sure why it's a problem, but they keep referring to it as a sign, and we're not allowed to have signs in the home or on any of the work vehicles. I think, but I don't consider this a sign. I consider it a decoration honoring my brother. Kendall says the HOA violation notification started coming in April of 2018, along with a $25 fine. Because the Rasmussen still didn't remove the magnet, now they have a $50 fine. It's not just the Kendall and her family who loved the bold phrase on the garage door. Several neighbors on the street told us they're happy to see it and wish the Rasmussens weren't getting punished for it. Thanks to her brother, it gave his life for us to have that freedom, so I'm disappointed that the association doesn't approve of it. So if that's the case, then you know what you need to do. You can change the rules to just about anything if you get enough people together and have a good, logical, mature way to, you know, express yourself and why you're doing it. You know, it can be worded in such a way that people still wouldn't have, you know, tacky stickers and signs up everywhere. It can be devoted to, you know, to military memorials or, you know, veteran memorials or whatever. I mean, they could come up with something, I'm sure. Rasmussen say their two appeals have been denied. After putting up a petition on change.org, the family has gotten more than 850 signatures. Kendall said, I'd like to work with the HOA, if anything, just to be able to keep it up for Veterans Day coming up. There's a lot of other patriotic holidays she's hoping to get permission for. You know, that's a, I get it. I'm the first one to say if you live in an HOA, you signed the covenants for it. You know what you can and can't do. And if they tell you you can't, then you can't. I mean, it's that simple. You don't like it, you shouldn't have signed it. You shouldn't have moved there to start with. But in a situation like this, at the very least, they should allow them to put these up, for, you know, Independence Day, Veterans Day, Memorial Day, you know, a few holidays, maybe even Christmas and some of these other holidays. Just as a member, you know, four or five times, six times a year, something like that for, say, you know, two couple of days either side of the holiday or something. There's bound to be some way that they can come together here and make this work out for the best of all, in the best interest of all involved. Okay, well, I've had just about all the fun I can stand, so I'm going to get with DeTinker, and we're going to find out when we might be able to get Amy in here for a show. Not sure if it's going to be a half-hour show or an hour show, once a week, three times a week, five times a week, or what exactly she's wanting to do. But as soon as we figure it out, I'll let you know. And hopefully it will be before the end of this month, because I know she's going to want to do some Halloween stuff. So, I'll, if you're going to be around, we'll get together for a few minutes after the show if you have time, and we'll see if we can come up to, some kind of an agreement here as to what we can do to get Amy on for a little while. She hasn't absolutely told me beyond a shadow of a doubt that that's what she wants to do yet, but she keeps gathering material and talking about her show, quote unquote, so I think she's wanting to. So anyway, I'll let y'all know if that, what do you mean? See, it ain't done till I toast my cat. I ain't toasting my cat. There's a mountain shooter. There's actually several pockets of liberalism in Arizona. Lots of the HOAs and the pretty much the entire city of Tucson falls under that description there, unfortunately. And Phoenix ain't far behind them. They're working on it, and I hate it, but there are a few places. You get over south of Flagstaff, a little town. Actually, Flagstaff is starting to fail too. Little town called Sedona, south of Flagstaff, very liberal, very, very preppy and everything. But We have our problems here, just like we have in other states. We just don't have near as many of them as some of y'all do. Okay, well, that being said, I think I'm going to scoot on out of here. We'll see you Wednesday night. Thanks for joining.
This has been The Shooting Bench with Cope Reynolds of Southwest Shooting Authority.